Denizen Theater is an arts organization producing intimate live professional black box theater at Water Street Market in New Paltz, New York. Denizen's flexible 50 to 70 seat theater allows audiences to experience compelling actor-driven live theater with a season of plays that focuses on new works, emerging playwrights, and powerful themes. The Arsonist by Jacqueline Goldfinger is a gothic tale inspired by Electra, in which a father and daughter, poets, musicians, and storytellers on the run from the law must learn to let go. They play on a provocative journey from grief to redemption that delves into the primordial bond between parent and child. The Arsonist will have a preview performance on January 31st. It will open on the 1st of February and run through the 24th of the month. Here to tell us more are the founding artistic team of Denizen Theater. Founder, producing artistic director, Harry Lipstein. Harry, good morning. How are you?
Spectacular.
Wonderful to have you on the program. Co-artistic director Brittany Proya is with us. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
And Ben Williamson joins us as well. Again, co-artistic director. Thank you very much for being with us. Very nice to have you all here.
Oh, we're happy to be here.
Harry, let us begin with you as to how Denizen came to be.
That is one big question, and I'm not sure how long the program's going to be. But
you have 12 minutes and 27 seconds. Don't fritter it away.
The shorter answer is that we, as a artistic team, and myself personally, have been and enamored with live theater and what it means to tell truthful stories in an intimate setting, because it hits me to my core as to what we can do in our society to raise empathy in the world, tell truthful stories, and allow people to experience their emotions in a safe space.
Nothing better than a black box theater to do that.
That
right?
is exactly right. Our black box theater, and in particular, every show is designed where the audience is an active part of the design of the show, so that the audience actually experiences not only the show, but their fellow neighbors and friends, so that we get to have a communal experience.
And that communal experience, while, 50 to 70 people, that's a large group, but by the same token, it is very intimate, as you indicated, and that is wonderful as well.
Yes.
It seems eventually you all start breathing the same.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And the Denizen Theater landed itself at Water Street Market, which is now, this year, 2019, celebrating its 20th year there, and it has been the community gathering place for the community. So this last cultural piece, which is the Denizen Theater, fits so well into what had been the design and concept of Water Street Market.
So, Brittany, let's go to you and talk a little bit about The Arsonist by Jacqueline Goldfinger and how this particular production was chosen.
Thank you. This is the third part of our inaugural season, the third play. We worked really hard to sort of put together a tapestry of work that not only are we passionate about, but they're new playwrights, they're new plays either written in the past year, in the past 3 years. And Jacqueline Goldfinger's piece, The Arsonists, was just, I think both all of us fell in love with it when we read it. It's elevated language, it's poetry, it's two people, it's depth of emotion. There's music in it, and it was kind of a no-brainer.
What, when you see these no-brainers, I mean, that makes it sound like it was easy to find, but it's
no,
very deliberate,
yes.
Right? I mean, it's very deliberate in what you want to do in that space.
Yes, exactly.
So, Ben, give us a sense of how ultimately that works out and the road to the opening on the 31st.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful play. I mean, and like Harry and Brittany have both alluded to, it's a story that we can all relate to, this eternal bond between parent and child. Two fantastically present exciting artists in this show, Jenny Jarnigan and Sean Cullen. Sean is an established film and TV actor that now has resided in the Hudson Valley, raising a child alongside his wife, and he's brought his talents to the Denizen Theater stage, so we're very excited to have him. And then Jenny is a fantastic young artist from New York City who has worked at the Flea Theater and is a brilliantly present artist who, both of them together, it's funny, when we cast them, they look so similar. They could be father and daughter. So the exploration with this play has really been exciting, and we're looking forward to getting into Tech Week where, you know, then we start to bring all these other elements of design into this piece to really have this once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience at the Denizen. That's what's so exciting about our space. We can change the seating configuration and the experience for our patrons every time you walk into that theater for that given production. So we're really excited about this play and can't wait till it opens.
One male, one female in the show. So that also very intimate. And so it's, I'm assuming, a lot of conversation, right?
Yes. Yeah. And I want to add, and Joe, it's spectacular that Ben is giving you the insights to this play, because we're all proud to say that part of our artistic team, Ben Williamson, is directing this show.
So what is it like to direct a performance like this?
You have to be in the moment. You have to be present, and you have to continue to breathe. And what you were saying, that transfers within into the audience, that when people are breathing together, you really have this wonderful experience. Being the first one in our artistic team to direct, I mean, it's really exciting, because this is the kind of company we want to create and be, which is a fully functioning company that we're working on managing, we're working on marketing, we're producing, and also acting and directing. So we're really committed to bringing exciting, inspiring, challenging, provoking work.
My understanding
to the area.
My understanding of this play is that the words are somewhat sparse, and there's a lot of silence and music. So how do you integrate all of that and not make us in that audience, that one breathing object, feel awkward or uncomfortable?
That's a great question. The lyrical nature of this language is so beautifully written by Jacqueline, that when you find with these characters their intention, their need, what they want to make each other feel, what their overall action is, that is the driving force behind this play. And then the language is just, you know, what they're saying. What's underneath all of that is the true emotional connection. And then with that, there's beautiful moments in this play where they cannot reach what they're really trying to get from the other person, so they have to go to the musical nature of the play, which is song and singing. So that emotionality is also present in this play.
So there's the real, and then there's the psychological.
It's a beautiful combination of the two, because of this storyline, which I encourage everyone and all to see. It toes that line of what is real, what's not real. And
more importantly, yeah, it deals with basic human condition that's throughout time immortal, which is love, loss, forgiveness, and most importantly for this piece with a father and daughter is letting go. When is it time to let go and be your own person? Joe and I were talking briefly about what it means to have a name,
yeah,
and how does that grow with you? And we grow as individuals, and that letting go is so important for a parent.
And the yeah, letting go here also is the loss of the mother, right, of that.
It's also the loss of the father as well.
Yes.
I mean, that's very present from the top of this play. And how we can say goodbye, let go, move on, as Harry's saying, all of that is rooted in love. But those emotions that come from that, be it pain or jealousy or whatever that may be, are presented in this play.
And Harry, you mentioned this at the very beginning of our conversation about empathy being such a part of it as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I want to point out, Joe, for your listening audience that may not be aware, we are a professional 501c3 not-for-profit theater that has landed in the Hudson Valley, 90 miles from New York City, the biggest theater capital in the world. And the amount of professionalism that the three of us are bringing to the Hudson Valley and the New Paltz area is nothing short of a miracle in and of itself. And to be able to put on this poetic piece by Jacqueline Goldfinger that is, as you described, maybe sparse in language, but it's actually rich in language, and it's something we can all relate to, which is the poetry and the emotion of this play.
So, Brittany, what is it like to be a part of this phenomena then?
Well, as Harry mentioned, what brought us all together was our love of intimate life theater and the beautiful effects it has in our community and in our world. I am superbly grateful. I'm grateful to be part of this team and to be here in the Hudson Valley right now.
What have you learned from the first two productions?
Wow, well, that's another big question. That sleep is very important, as is coffee.
Yep.
What have I learned? To go with your gut, to be present, to work hard, to read a lot of plays, to meet a lot of people. I've also learned that the community of New Paltz and the Hudson Valley is incredibly supportive. We're a brand new company and a brand new professional theater. And, you know, there should be nights where we have no one in the audience. We're brand new. And we have been so lucky that people have been telling their friends about their experiences. People have been talking about us on social media and people have been coming. And yes, it would be great to sell out every single performance. And hopefully we do. And please tell your friends. I've just been so surprised and honored by the community and their support of what we're doing.
Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, and I concur with Ben and Brittany. The ability to immerse yourself in a artistic community, which is the Hudson Valley. So there's many artists in them, their hills. And here we are in the studio in Albany. So everything from Albany, where Ben performed at the Capitol Rep in a play, Sex with Strangers, and did it professionally in one of the best theater experiences I've ever experience because of the truth. And I think what I want to add to Brittany's is what we all learned is to trust our own instincts and to be truthful and honest with the work, and then all is coming.
Denizen Theater presents The Arsonist, July. No, not July. Take two. Denizen Theater presents The Arsonist January 31st through February 24th at Water Street Market in New Paltz, New York. To learn more, you can visit them, denizentheater.com. denizentheater.com. Founder, producing artistic director Harry Lipstein, co-artistic directors Brittany Proya and Ben Williamson, thank you so much for being with us. Have a beautiful run over the next month, and thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I'd like to have you all here.
Thank you for this gift of time.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you at the theater.
The link to find out more or to go with this interview, wamc.org/roundtable, or again, you can find out more by going to denizentheater.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.